Surviving justices of the United States Supreme Court begin their latest term today. They do it without the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and they will hear cases even as Senate Republicans push to confirm her replacement. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The court is an institution built on tradition, and the traditional opening day of the term is this one, the first Monday in October. This time, though, there will be just 8 justices, and because of COVID-19, once again, the justices will gather by telephone hookup to hear the lawyers make their arguments. Because they'll not be together, there will be none of the usual freewheeling debate. Instead, the justices will question in order of seniority for just a few minutes each, and once again, the public will be able to listen in. A lot has changed since July, when the court concluded a tumultuous term, surprising many with lopsided decisions involving LGBT rights and a repudiation of President Trump's claim of total immunity from both grand jury and congressional subpoenas. In other, more closely divided rulings, Chief Justice John Roberts occasionally broke with fellow conservatives to cast the fifth and deciding vote with the court's liberals. But as University of Michigan law professor Nicholas Bagley observes, although Roberts has an institutionalist streak, he may have lost his leverage with Ginsburg's death and the likely confirmation of the very conservative Barrett.
The Chief Justice is no longer going to be the center vote here.
Just how far right the court will move could become quickly apparent in a case to be argued a week after the election. It's the third challenge to the Affordable Care Act, which in the past was upheld by votes of 5-4 and 6-3. This time, the Trump administration and a coalition of red states are arguing that because the Republican Congress 3 years ago zeroed out the monetary penalty for those not covered by insurance, the whole law is now void. If the administration were to prevail, there would no longer be protections for those with pre-existing conditions, and Obamacare health insurance for some 22 million people would likewise be gone. Trump's newest Supreme Court nominee, Judge Barrett, has been highly critical of Chief Justice Roberts' reasoning in the previous Obamacare cases, but even Paul Clement, who led the initial legal challenge to the ACA, thinks this case is a stretch.
It's just hard for me to say that the mandate was central when it doesn't have any teeth.
Indeed, sources say that top Justice Department officials tried and failed to talk Trump out of bringing this case. The Obamacare case is just one of many controversies flashing red on the docket this term, many of them political. Some cases are already being expedited. One involves how many seats each state gets in the House of Representatives. The Constitution requires the, quote, whole number of persons in each state to be included for apportionment purposes. But President Trump maintains he has discretion to determine the numbers and has said he intends to exclude non-citizens without legal status. A 3-judge federal court prevented him from doing that. Now the case is before the Supreme Court. In addition, there are numerous cases directly involving the upcoming election that are being teed up in the wings, cases that could determine who is the next president. Irv Gornstein is director of the Supreme Court Institute at the Georgetown University Law Center.
Lurking in the background is the possibility that this could become the most tumultuous and divisive term since the Supreme Court decided Bush v. Gore.
And that's just the beginning. There is, for instance, a case that pits the rights of religious groups against state and federal laws that bar discrimination. In this case, the city of Philadelphia contracts with a wide variety of groups that it pays to screen and certify couples for foster care. The city, however, cut off Catholic Social Services because the group refused on religious grounds to certify same-sex couples in violation of the city's non-discrimination law. The lower courts upheld the city's decision, citing the Supreme Court's 1990 decision declaring that religious groups are not entitled to exemptions from neutral, generally applicable laws. The decision was written by conservative icon Antonin Scalia. Nonetheless, 4 of the court's current conservatives have expressed an interest in overturning that decision, and with the addition of Judge Barrett, there may well be a majority. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.